Thank you for your delicious candy.
You're welcome.
Would you like to have a piece of it?
What?
Would you like to have a piece of candy?
I don't want a piece of candy.
All right.
I just don't want any. I mean, I'm just brushing my teeth.
That's too bad.
Did you like it?
I didn't do anything. I went to my mom's, watched a Dateline, fell asleep early.
Wow. Appropriate that we're doing this sub today then.
Yeah, how old are you?
Honestly, I mean, my soul is definitely in its 60s.
You know, I feel like that's too good of a segue for us to just not address. So This is Did You Reddit, a weekly podcast about the internet. By way of Reddit, the front page of the internet, my name is It's Your Dad.
I'm Dog Boobs.
My free day down here.
And we got a remote pod today because Del Boobs is at her mom's house, which she just mentioned. And the reason I brought up the segue, so before we're gonna talk a little bit about the homepage before we get into this, and I think Dog Boobs is leading this one today, so I'll let her take over. But today we're talking about Ask Old People. Such as what do you do on July 4th? And then the answer would be watch Dateline and fall asleep early.
Yeah.
Right. But before we get into that, let's cover our bases again. So write, like, subscribe, you know, all those things. It actually does help a lot. And I know that people are attentively starting to get into our subreddit, which is great because we 82 episodes now. We just now are getting into our own subreddit, which is completely embarrassing, but also extremely on brand for us to do it this way. But whenever we talk about on the podcast, we will post on our subreddit.
What's our sub?
It's Did You Reddit.
Nice.
Reddit.
Makes sense.
/r/ Did You Reddit. And also, you know, anybody who wants to engage with us there, we're relatively attentive. You can also email us at hi@digireddit.com. Give us sub suggestions you want us to talk about. You can give us topics you want us to talk about. If you're like, if we did something wrong or said something wrong, feel free to correct us. Yeah. If you want to have a, July 4th esque, overthrow of the government. The government being us, feel free. You're also welcome to do that. All of it is fair game. But anyway, we got that. So before we get into old people, ask old people, though, let's first talk about what was happening on the front page last week. There are a lot of posts on the front page of this past week that have to do with Toys R Us's closure. So I think the topmost is number 40 at this current moment. It happened 5 days ago, and it just says goodbye, old friend. And it's a photo of a bunch of action figures waving goodbye to Toys R Us.
Oh no!
And it's pretty sad. I mean, it's a pretty big bummer. But then also, there's another one not too far down, and it's of a guy. I think it's just in pics. I got to find the actual photo, but I think it's just in pics. But it was a guy had found, it looked like he was rummaging through, you know, closing sales stuff.
Yeah.
And found an old, dusty, unopened, completely forgotten Mario 60, why am I blanking on it? Mario Kart 64.
Oh.
That had been forgotten. That's literally sitting underneath a bunch of other games.
That's amazing.
I know, it's pretty incredible. So I think it's a bit of an RIP Toys R Us moment.
Yeah, God.
I remember when FAO Schwartz went down. Now I will remember when Toys R Us has gone down. I remember when Sakes Alive in my hometown's closed.
Sakes Alive?
It was a gag store. It was my local gag store.
Nice. You could have. Your local Spencer's?
Yeah, it was like a local Spencer's. But yeah, well, every time a toy store goes down, like a special part, you know, in our heart remembers.
Guys.
We'll never forget. Sakes Alive had these underwear that It was like male boxer briefs, and they had this like attachable sort of 5 foot penis that would roll out of the front that you could, you know, gag somebody with and be like, and someone's walking along, you're like, check this out. I got a 5 foot long dick. And it would like roll out of the ground. And I would always look at that when I was like 11 and go like, one day I'm going to buy that. And my life will be complete.
And the day never came.
It closed. And I never got it.
Such a bummer.
Bummer, man.
Such a bummer. Also, this is also very, this is actually big news, particularly for Reddit. And this is from an out of the loop, post, but this happened this past, well, it was declared this past week, that it wasn't going to happen. But, why do people keep saying that the EU are banning memes? So there was a new piece of legislation in the EU, Article 13, and it was a proposal for a directive of the European Parliament and the Council on Copyright and Digital Single Market. So basically, it proposed to make copyright a little bit more specific and manageable in the digital age, which would then essentially ban memes because just by the nature of copyright law.
Right.
And so it was a really big deal because it would have, I mean, that obviously, especially for something like Reddit, I mean, that's a very complicated thing, right? And luckily, it got voted down this past week. So memes are here to stay.
Good. You know that was a law proposed by an old person who doesn't understand the
way that you're. Oh, no question. Absolutely. And that would be the perfect thing for us to be able to ask an old person if we wanted to. Yeah. Were you trying to segue into that, or is that just incidental?
That was kind of incidental, but I wish there was a place we could ask old people.
Is there any inherent value in like creating a meme? Like you can't really make money off of it. I guess you could if it was like a T-shirt or something. But.
Right, and well, the weird meme accounts like on Instagram get weird, revenue and shit.
Yeah, I guess you could say that.
The fat Jew like stole people's stuff, and he kind of got like fucked for that, which is just like a. Thing. I don't know, I guess.
Memes in a lot of ways are almost, I mean, you bring up a really interesting point, right? Because memes really do feel like
it's your dad. I always do.
they're like they're a very pure, it's a kind of pure selfless thing, right? I mean, you're really just you're making this piece of art just to kind of create a joke that may never, like, you will never get credit for, right? I mean, nobody really knows. I mean, there are some, I guess, that you know the genesis of the meme, but, like, mostly nobody really knows the genesis of the meme. And I personally, I mean, every once in a while you'll see a watermark at the bottom of a meme, and I always kind of find it a little bit lame. Like, you can tell the person's trying to be like, hey, I started this. This is me. This is my username. I'm responsible for this. But I just find it a little stupid. I mean, that's not the point of memes, right? The point of memes is to just make something that's funny and strange that literally creates a new joke that had never been created before.
Yeah, I think it's actually, that's exactly what it is. Like, it's just a joke that has gone around. Like, we used to tell Polish jokes when we were kids.
Yes.
Like, I don't know who created those, but I still know them. It's like,
you know what? I think old people created them.
Oh, I think old people created those. Yes. And then the last thing, there's so many good things on this past week, to be completely honest. I mean, we could talk about the Trump angry baby blimp that's going to be going up in over London when he visits, was just a giant blimp of Donald Trump as an angry baby who he will obviously not be stoked on. But that's been approved, so that's definitely going up as of right now.
And who's some regular citizen asked to fly that thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably some art thing, but the government approved it. So it's pretty hilarious, to be completely honest.
Banksy's kind of a guy.
Pretty much. I don't think it has the style of Banksy, but it's certainly Banksy approved. And then this was very popular this last week. This was actually posted by Gallo Boob, so I assume that Gallo Boob stole this because apparently that's what he does. But this is Todd. Todd is the best pupper. Todd saw his owner almost get bitten by a snake and intervened.
Oh, I know.
I know you've seen this. So this is a puppy, or a dog rather, who's like a golden retriever. who has just the most hilarious, ridiculous face because he had been bitten by a snake. Evidently trying to save his master, but he looks so funny.
Oh my god.
That puppy's been going around.
Yeah. Speedy recovery, Todd.
You got this, Todd.
And then last thing, corn memes on the rise. So dank memes. So Boobs, I think you got this. You explained this to me earlier, so.
Yeah, so on dank memes like this week, specifically on July 1st, people were posting a bunch of random memes that included corn. Like, none of them made any sense.
Yeah, specifically on dank memes, right?
Yeah.
And dank memes already doesn't make a ton of sense, so.
True. So, like, some people were pretty confused because it was definitely a theme.
Right.
So I went on Out of the Loop, tried to find out what the hell was going on. And apparently last year, someone was like, okay, a year from now, on July 1st, 2018, we all post corn memes. And like, most people didn't remember, but a few people did, and they decided to post corn memes.
And they went ham.
I like that.
Yeah, and everybody just posted memes that have something to do with corn.
Yeah.
I like that it's like making a drunk promise or conversation, and you're like, I swear to God, man, I will fucking be there. I'll move tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. I will be there. I swear to God, I promise.
I love that.
I mean, it's what I love about subs like this is because people are very dedicated to the cause.
Yeah. And it really reminds me of what Hot American Summer, when they're like, how about 20 years from now we all meet back up here? What time should we do it?
Yeah.
8 a.m.? Like,
No, that's way too early.
That's amazing.
8 and make it your beeswax to be there at 8. It's so good.
So
but
genius.
Yeah, people followed through with it.
I know.
Which I always expect people to do on Reddit.
I know. It really is kind of one of Reddit's trademarks, is just like people being overly dedicated to something that doesn't matter.
Yep.
Okay, so that happened. 4th of July was this week. Some good stuff about Terry Crews. Was that?
Everyone got blown up. I like all these stuck a firework up my butt, blasted.
Yeah, this is always a good time for those because that's classic content, man. Like, that never fails to disappoint.
That might be like the lifeblood of the internet in a way, is just people doing stupid shit. And I saw a really good one of a guy, you know, a couple of bros, dude stuck a firework in the guy's butt. And it was one of those ones with the stick on it, you know, right. like a pretty big sized, a bottle rocket, and the thing, you're waiting for it to go, and the thing just torches his low back and ass crack, like, and doesn't fly anywhere, and it's like a flamethrower, and you can see his skin go immediately black, like,
oh boy,
like, it's gonna have some serious burns,
right?
And you're just like, nice.
America. I mean, but if you're gonna voluntarily get a third degree burn, it might as well be for a joke, you know.
Yeah. Better than a tramp stamp tattoo on your low back.
That is actually true. I would. That's a fair argument. I'd rather have a third degree burn from trying to put a firework up my ass to like make my friends laugh, than a tribal tattoo on the lower part of my back.
Totally agree. It has a better story.
Way better story. Unless you got that because you had joined a tribe, and that was like part of the initiation, is you had to get a tribal tattoo because that actually meant something to your tribe. And then your tribe was like overtaken by Westerners and all of your friends died in a battle. And then you were the last one that lived.
Yeah. Then I think it's cool to have that tattoo on your tramp area.
But that's I think it's a rare story.
That situation probably doesn't come up a whole lot.
No, it doesn't. Okay. Last thing. There's so many good things from this past week. This is the last thing though, because I saw this and A, it's hilarious. And B, who would have thought? So this is from today. I learned number 69 on top of all time, or top of this week right now, that Shrek was known as the gulag of DreamWorks. So animators would be sent there if the work they were doing on the Prince of Egypt wasn't good enough, which I think is absolutely hilarious.
Love that. And jokes on them, because Shrek is a classic and
of Egypt. Exactly. But I think it's just so funny that you would be you're at DreamWorks, like the best animation house in the world, and you're the work you're doing on Prince of Egypt sucks, so you're sent into the basement to work on Shrek.
Yeah, you're sent your marching orders. Welcome to the Shrek war room.
So funny.
Prince of Egypt an Aladdin ripoff or what's, I don't know. I never saw that one.
It was like, wasn't it like a Moses cartoon?
I don't remember. I mean, yeah. The mere fact that we're having that conversation is damning for the franchise or the film.
What happened?
You're talking about our franchise and our potential film? Like, in the movie, this is the worst part of the movie that somebody makes about us?
No, it was... Well, holy shit. I mean, it did get pretty good reviews, evidently. Came out in 1998. Man. I mean, nothing compares to Shrek. I mean, Shrek has a long-lasting... This was like a good, like, you would find it in a bargain bin and be like, oh, that's a pretty good movie. Seven out of 10 on IMDb and a 79% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Do you know this dirty little secret that everything on IMDb is at least a 6.8 out of 10 or 7.2 out of 10? That's the range. Really? Every single movie.
What?
Across the board.
That's
Look
bullshit.
It up. It's bullshit. Don't ever trust that one. Rotten Tomatoes is much better.
I agree with that.
Such a scam, dude. Oh, dude. Talk about Big Pharma, man. Don't get me going.
Talk about Big Pharma. Qui bono, ask old people. All right.
Ask old people.
Okay. Fun. So, old people, I hate them. Take it away, dog boobs.
That's right. This is going to be a fun one because we all know how much... It's Your Dad Hates Old People.
I hate them.
So
can't stand them.
We decided to dig into our Ask Old People this week. It's basically a place to discuss the past casually without having to worry about the academic rigor of our Ask Historians. So people can come here if you want to know a little bit more about the end of the Cold War or what it was like to drive a 1976 Oldsmobile Delta 88 on a daily basis.
Okay.
This is where you do it.
Right.
There are 9,960 humans subscribed. So like, I think probably, I feel like a smaller percentage of that is the old people.
Right.
And the rest are like younger people wanting to talk to the old people.
Well, and that, I mean, that kind of goes with Reddit in general, right? I mean, I think I'm actually amazed. Like every once in a while, you'll see a post on here. I'll be like, well, I just turned 79. I'll be like, what are you doing on Reddit right now? Why don't you have something better to do? Actually, I guess not. I mean, I guess if you're that old, this is probably a pretty good way to spend your time. You know, you're learning about stuff.
Actually, it's like, you don't have shit to do, so I understand that you're on it, but like, it's the young people that should be doing cool shit who spend their lives on it, which is...
What's kind of cool about it is there are a bunch of posts that are like, hey, like, I want to know your stories. Like, what are your... Because, like, I feel like you get to be a certain age, and when you're old, like, that's what you want to do is tell a younger generation your stories. Like, you do. That's what they want. So, like, maybe they don't have those people in their lives... in real life, so it's kind of nice that they can come here and there are people interested in what their perspective is and what their stories are.
Yeah, I also think that, you know, I was thinking a little bit about this. So I only have one grandparent left, right? I've got my grandma on my dad's side, and I think the relationship you have with your grandparents, like grandparents are so sweet, right? Like everybody loves their grandparents. They're so nice to them. They're just like this really kind of sacred part of your life. And so you don't really, maybe I'm wrong, but like, I don't really want to ask my grandmother like what it was like preparing for nuclear war. You know what I mean? Like it's just kind of like it's just not a topic I want to entertain with grandma. I'm kind of like, leave that for Reddit, you know?
Yeah. Agreed. That's a good point.
And then you don't really interact with old people anyway. Like I saw a guy at a coffee shop the other day. And it was actually it was an interesting moment because every once in a while you'll see like an old person just by themselves. And there's so much narrative implied when you just see an old person reading by themselves, right? It's just like, they're a widower. They live up the block. They've been watching the neighborhood change. You know what I mean? It's like, there's all these things that you want to ask, but it also feels weird to just approach a stranger, no matter how old they are, and be like, tell me what ham radio used to be like, sir, you know?
Yeah. What did these damn kids do to your neighborhood?
I know.
And it's kind of funny. Well, something to maybe to line this up a little bit is like part of what kind of brought us to ask old people this week was the story out of New Orleans about this woman whose 72-year-old son was basically talking about putting her into an assisted living facility. She's 92. So she killed him.
Oh, boy.
She apparently planned it for days, put two guns into her, like, old woman's robe, approached him while he slept with his girlfriend, like, 72-year-old girlfriend. These are old people.
Yeah.
And shot him in his sleep.
Old people killing old people.
Yeah. And then tried to kill the girlfriend, but the girlfriend, like, easily swatted both guns out of her hand. And then what sucks is she sat down in this rocking chair, and when the cops finally came, she was like, well, I wanted to kill myself too, but she smacked the gun out of my hand, and I can't bend over to get it.
That is so dark.
Oh,
and kind of funny. Yeah.
Like, I laugh because of how absurd it sounds, but, like, damn.
I mean, can you imagine a 92-year-old woman holding guns? Like, I can just imagine that. I mean, we're talking like a 79-year-old girlfriend who easily slaps them out of her hand.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Insane. And, like, you know what it makes me think of is that meme of the grandma holding the gun that's like your grandma when you tell her you haven't eaten all day.
Totally.
It's like, in the kitchen, I'm making you a sandwich. But it's like, it's kind of freaky. I can kind of see it from both sides because I've kind of gone through that with my grandparents in the past, kind of the decision to put the, like, it sounds very weird to say put them in an assisted living home because suddenly their agency is totally gone, and that would be so hard. But I wouldn't probably kill someone. I mean,
you want to go out on the battlefield, not an assisted living home.
Yeah,
I'm kind of of that opinion too. I mean, I you know, though, it's such a bummer that
guns a-blazing.
Well, but the idea of an assisted living home is supposed to be really nice, right? I mean, that's the thing is, you know, I guess that's a funny thing because you think about as adults in your 30s, right, where just making friends with strangers is not necessarily that easy.
Yeah.
And then, you know, so you think of the idea of an assisted living home where you put a bunch of old people together and you go, all right, you guys should be friends now. And I'm sure most of them are like, not going to be like, hi, I'm Gladys. Well, I'm Chuck. Like, good to meet you. Where are you from? Right. It's like, I don't think that's really the thing that happens. I think it's just this weird awareness that you're going there to essentially die. You know, it's an odd one. I mean, it's a strange, and you're also being taken out of some place that is very familiar to you. So,
and you know, you're not returning.
Yeah. I mean, God, I mean,
that's why they're all hopped up on STDs, man.
Oh yeah.
I've heard that's the case. I've heard there's like an insane epidemic of STDs and nursing homes.
Oh yeah. Those places are fuck factories, dude. That's how it is, dude.
That's so funny.
It's the best thing about those places, to be honest.
I mean, that fact is hilarious.
A lot of these places aren't very good either, which is which is really sad. Like, I think most of these places underpay the staff, and the staff doesn't, you know, the old people the way they should. So it would be hard. I don't know. I'd have a hard time with that.
Yeah.
Old people just don't really have a great value to young people, right? So people are like, fuck them, stick them in the dark and whatever.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's kind of sad, but maybe we could help create some value for old people. Like, maybe they need to just, I don't know if they can't remember, but something cool happened in their lives.
Yeah.
Like, why can't they just tell those stories? Like the time they, you know, ripped off a RC Cola and then drank it.
Right.
That's the story. You know, it's like.
No, I mean, I mean, it is an interesting point is like, how do you, because it's a difficult burden. I know. Okay. So first of all, I don't really hate old people. I hate
stick to your guns.
I know. I'm changing my story. What I do hate is old ignorant people who act like they're because they're elder or elders. Their opinion of the world is somehow better than the people that are inheriting the world from them. That's what I really hate. And those people are truly a danger to society. hence why we have the governmental issues we have right now, is because a bunch of old people were just like, well, this is how it's supposed to be done, and you millennials slash everybody younger than me doesn't really know. And be like, well, the fuck we do? Fuck you. Get off Reddit, right? But anyway, that said, though, I think that the issue of... I think there's a real issue with nursing homes. I think I do think we should be able to take care of our elders. And that's actually what's so nice about this sub, getting into some of the questions here on the sub. I mean, this is actually an interesting attempt. If I was an old person, I would love to pay attention to this and answer all these questions, because it really is an interesting way to get to know the actual people behind the question, or the people behind the usernames, these old people, instead of it just being like innocuous questions that only young people address. It's not like speculating on what it used to be like. I mean, you're actually asking real older people about these things. So, for instance, right, what's your take on how music has evolved in your lifetime?
Ooh.
So it's an interesting one. So this is actually posted 20 hours ago and already has 51 comments.
Damn.
Me and Dog Boost can probably tackle this one.
Right. And you know, it's also interesting too, because old people and old person is an interesting relative term here, right? Because I think in Reddit terms, like when we think older people, like us three, we're thinking people in their 70s and their 80s and like really old people where you're just like, I would love to hear what you have to say. But some of these people are just parents who are just like kind of older, right? So like the top comment right now is, I'm blessed that my favorite band is my age and still touring and making great music. They Might Be Giants. I don't know if you guys know They Might Be Giants.
I don't.
They were the ones who wrote the theme song for Malcolm in the Middle.
Oh, nice. So,
yeah. So that band is like, they're probably in their 50s and 60s, right?
Yeah.
So this person is in their maybe 50s or 60s, but that's crazy because I don't really think of that as old necessarily. You know what I mean?
It's so crazy. Like this one comment, I was born in 1947. Don't think I can easily summarize all the changes, but I have a Spotify playlist that tries to see where the cutting edge was in any year between 48 and 84.
48 and 84. Spotify
playlist. That is really crazy. And
that
that's
is really,
really
crazy.
Cool. Like that's the kind of thing that you can't like get from a young person. Like those songs that were, you know, like it's just really cool. Like you realize that when you're not talking to old people in a way that's like, I don't know, like trying to understand why, you know, they blame us for everything,
right,
or understand why they support policies they do, and actually just talk to them like as human beings. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. And I'm looking at this playlist right now. This is actually a really, really dope playlist. I mean, because it starts literally like it goes from Fats Domino, right? And like Hank Williams, Sam Cooke, B.B. King, Ray Charles. And then you get all the way up to like the Talking Heads, Can, the Sex Pistols, The Cure. Wow. Like, it's a man, this playlist is really cool. We definitely need to post this playlist on our sub. The Grateful Dead.
Yeah.
Like, damn, that's really, really, really dope. But that's an interesting one, because that was from 48 is what he said, right? Or he or she?
Yeah, his was 48 to 84.
Damn. So shout out that guy, man. Who is it? Carol.
Exactly.
And there are two. So there's actually another one. Somebody did something similar, and it was hers, maybe not hers, Carolinian Revolution, his, hers, whatever, was 70s, 80s, and 90s. So that's like, so interesting.
That's so cool. Then you kind of get an overlap that is pretty interesting.
Right.
Bad. So, like, kind of trying to understand who all is on this subreddit is really cool. So there's this one post that's like, how old is the oldest person here? And everybody who considers themselves old, like the old person being asked, kind of comments. The oldest person that's responded is 80. He turned 80 in 2017.
Damn.
His name's Jimski, 42.
Can we... Where do you see that post? How far or where is it on the... on the page?
It was like,
is it all time?
I think, yeah, check all time,
because yeah, I saw it too. And it's a good response.
It is. I turned 80.
Oh, I see. Yeah. So the reason
functionally.
This could be.
Hold on. Say you got to say it again.
He says, "I turned 80 in 2017, but I'm 26 emotionally."
Amazing. Nice.
I love that.
Okay, that's great. Cool. So the reason I asked that is because I was like, "Oh man, I hope he's still around." Because I thought you said 2007 initially.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I was just like, "Oh shit!" And then I looked, and he's still very active on Reddit. Like he posted that. Something. He posted something like 14 hours ago about a book. So.
Oh my god, love it.
Yeah. So Jimski, love it.
What a cool name.
I know.
Back when they just added ski onto the end of your name to make it a nickname.
I think he might be our. We have to give him gold this week. I think.
Yeah.
Let's remember that.
Fucking Jimski. All right, Jim's getting gold.
Yeah,
Jim's
looks like he was also in the Korean War. I stalked you a bit. Sorry. How was the Korean War viewed by Canadians?
Oh,
Interesting.
He's like, I was a clueless teen at the time, so I really don't know. I had an older friend who went over with the Canadian Army, but never was in contact with him later. Sorry to not be of more help.
Such an old person thing to say.
Don't apologize. What an angel.
Yeah, we got a 75-year-old. There's a fair amount of people in their 70s.
Yeah, and a lot of people like late 50s through 60s that are like, I don't feel really old, or I'm a relative youngster here. That's kind of funny.
I mean, it's funny when you get into your 50s, because I feel like the 50s, you either have a lot of time left or not a lot of time left. You know what I mean? And it's a really interesting thing, because I mean, you think the difference between, you know, somebody who's 80 and somebody who's 70, or I'm sorry, 80 and 50 is like, that's pretty fucking vast. You know what I mean? Like that's pretty wild. But then again, you know, I don't know. That could also be like, age, what a thing. Freaks me out.
That's pretty crazy.
It's pretty wild.
Sorry, go for it.
Oh no, I was just gonna say you're going down that path, right? Like, not me. I'll never get old.
Not you, never you. Yeah, I mean, we're all on the way, right? I mean, that's the thing. It's, you know, I think we're all in our early 30s here, early mid 30s.
Early mid.
So I think it's, you know, we're not 20 anymore, you know, but we're also not 50.
Yep.
So,
which actually brings up a really cool post. Somebody named Goman45 asked old people, do you miss your 20s or your 30s more?
Ooh, interesting.
Which is interesting, because especially, like, I know probably you guys have felt the same way, but once you leave your 20s and move into your 30s, you're like, okay, the next one is 40s. So
I
feel like your 30s are kind of like the
last. You gotta really fucking savor it. Yeah.
So some of the responses are interesting. This one guy says, neither. All decades are interesting. My 40s were far more interesting than either my 20s and 30s.
Oh, interesting.
50s were also interesting. So far, 60s has its own charms.
Wow.
So that's kind of cool. And he elaborates. He says, I spent my 20s being a musician. In my 30s, I started a family and pursued life as a New York City painter and artist.
Whoa.
In my 40s, I changed careers and became an entrepreneur. In my 50s, I divorced, launched 4 businesses, and entered the dating scene again. In my 60s, I expanded my business again, remarried, have grown successful children, and have carved out a life where I work from home, make a good 6-figure income, have no bosses, no partners, and no investors. I completely run my own life. I've started working on my life story. What?
I mean, that is literally my dream. Like, that is if...
Perfect.
Like, I think about that a lot, because I think, you know, every once in a while you get very stressed out. I mean, Frida and I talk about this all the time, because I think we're both freelance writers. So it can be a very stressful life, because, you know, sometimes things work, sometimes things don't. There are a lot of us out there, so it's whatever. But ever since I was in my early 20s, I've said that my career goal is to be a full-time freelance, whatever I'm doing.
Yeah.
And that really just means, like, because I, you know, being a musician, doing this podcast, doing kind of all the things that this podcast implies, and then also writing, etc. Like, the dream would always be to be able to, like, live as an independent person with a sense of somewhat security and and just be happy. Just be able to be fucking happy. I mean, because that's my number one thing that I think I stress out about, and sometimes it's irrational and sometimes it's not, is that I worry, I always get worried that, like, I'm going to be in my 50s or something and I will still be beholden to like a bigger power that is in charge of my life, you know?
Yeah.
Like a boss or a company or whatever. But at the same Lord. Time, was that?
The Lord.
The Lord, right, of course. Yeah. Death himself. But, you know, like, that, I mean, one of my big epiphanies when my father passed away was that he had been, like, saving up his whole life. And then when he got sick, he was a couple years away from retirement. And then he just, like, had to use all of his retirement money, all the energy that he had been saving up in, like, just to die, right? Yeah. And I was just like, I don't want to ever live that way. I know that I'm, like, hedging my bets by kind of living... I don't live recklessly, but I'm certainly not, like, living at a... I'm not working at a fucking consultancy, you know what I mean? But, but you know, I don't want to live my life waiting for that. I don't want to live my life waiting for the eventuality. I want to, like, live my life now and then just do as much as I can to try to balance the two, you know?
Yeah, totally.
It's very tough. It's very, very challenging.
And that's weird, too. Like, so... This one kind of makes me think of this question someone asked.
Right.
Berry Sauce asked, is anyone
Berry here Sauce?
Yeah.
That's sexy Berry name, sauce. Dude. That guy can dance for sure.
Definitely. And he's like, is anyone here childless? How do you feel about it now that you're older? And that's something, like, you know,
that's
like
a great question. Yeah.
My parents and my grandparents, and I personally have never wanted children.
Yeah,
and, like,
totally.
Part of me wonders, like, will I regret that someday? Because the only thing this is how I know I shouldn't be a parent, is because I'm like, oh, the biggest plus side for me would be when I can't take care of myself anymore. Right. I can just my kids.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if I don't have a kid, who's going to put me in a nursing home?
You can just get, like, a Jamaican lady or a Fijian lady to come do that too. So
that's true.
Yeah, true. Exactly.
And they're on the internet. You can just.
Interesting. I feel like a lot of the people responding who never wanted kids don't regret it. It's like, I think if you wanted kids and never ended up having them, you'd regret it, obviously. But
I will say it's
people don't regret it.
As the resident dad here. Sorry, it's your dad.
Ironically, right?
Ironically. Yeah, it's one of those things that, like, you don't know what it's like until you do it. So it's really hard to answer the question, you know, with any kind of, like, I don't know, honestly. Yeah. It's like you would never know. It's like,
right.
Yeah.
Well, that's the trick, too, I think, with the kids thing with this generation is I feel like most of the people choosing to not have children of our generation are it's really, we're following the film Idiocracy, right? Like, we're looking at the world and we're looking at the way we live our lives and whatever. We're going, oh God, it seems impossible. How could I ever do that? That's crazy. There's no way, right?
Yeah.
And I think back then it was so much more of just like a thing that you did, right? Just yeah. you did it, and that's how it works. I mean, I almost, when I was younger, and I kind of still oddly feel this way. It's a little backwards and strange, but I always kind of wished that I would go to the doctor and the doctor would be like, oh, I'm so sorry to tell you, but you're infertile. And yeah. I'd be like, fuck yeah, no more questions. I answer solved, moving on, right?
Right.
And I think that's the thing about children is like in the concept of having kids or whatever, especially for our generation, it's so much of it is like, oh, but my career will have to go on hold, or like, oh, I gotta, like, my, you know, I'll have to move. I'll never be able to get a house. Like, all these things. I think, especially as a woman, Aaron, I think it's like, it's a strange one with career, right? Because it's just the reality of having a kid is just, your career has to take a hold a little bit, you know?
Yeah, like nowadays with,
right.
And I don't know if it's the same with you guys, but the question of whether or not I would have kids has always, for as long as I can remember, been accompanied by, like, well, what sacrifice am I going to make?
Oh, you know, 100%. Like, yeah,
I totally
agree.
A lot like people who don't have kids.
Yes.
Who are freaking out about the idea of kids. And it's, and I'm just sitting here going, they have no idea. They have no idea.
I know.
About how shitty it is. Don't do it. Fucking sucks.
Maybe if you could clone Cheech and just, like, give us that little tube. And then we can grow it when we're ready.
Exactly. It does. I mean, kids like opens you up to being a newer kind of human that you can be without having your own kids.
Like, yeah.
It's the next phase in like the animal that we are.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I do think, like, in general, it's part of the process of being a human. It's like sort of built into the biology plan a little bit.
For sure.
And it's like when you do it, it's totally natural and you're like, oh, this is great. Like, now I get a lot of stuff. And it's sort of like the next phase, and whether or not you're ever ready. I mean, it does take a lot of time, but it also just could cost money too. So it's like, it's totally manageable, man. One kid is relatively manageable.
Right.
Yeah.
Two kids sounds pretty hectic. Three kids is like move to a farm.
Right. I mean, can you imagine, because you hear about this shit now, and like you as a parent now, Freed, like, what do you think?
Super dad, dude.
What do you think when you see people that have like fucking seven kids? Do you just go, oh my God, you monster. What is wrong with you?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I mean, I have a friend with seven kids from high school. He started having kids at 20.
That's insane.
And it's crazy. He drives a Mercedes like passenger van for all his kids. The wife, you know, is definitely a stay-at-home mom, and that's all she's done is like raise these kids, and you need someone dedicated. I mean, it's I don't know. It's their deal. The kids are all great. They love the kids. There's some in the middle that I'm like, I don't even know what that kid's name is. I don't know that kid was born. Like, I remember the first two and the last one, but the ones in the middle, lost in the sands of time, dude.
Yeah, it just lost the sands of time. Yeah, I mean, it just seems
it's
so
hard to give them all attention, you know?
Well, that's the thing is, like, it's hard to give them all attention, but, like, so my mom was one of seven, I believe, and she has interesting stories, because I think a lot of it is, you know, each kid has to develop their own personality, right? But at the same time, they're also forced into this like survivalist mode, I guess, a little bit. Like, because I don't know, I think when you're one of seven, you have to, like, when you get up in the morning, your mom isn't making you breakfast. Was that?
It's game on. It's like living in the world as an adult.
It really is. I mean, I think it really is like you get up, you get your own cereal, you get your own stuff. You have to take a shower. You have to negotiate things with your fellow siblings. And I don't know. It's strange. I mean, it like traumatized my mom, I think. I think she like has a bit of a chip on her shoulder. But also, I think her family is really interesting. Like all of her brothers and sisters are fascinating people. And they all have problems for different reasons, but they're also really just interesting people. But anyway, so moving back onto the sub. So this is another one that I thought was really interesting, because this is something that you just don't think about, but is kind of adorable, right? So when you look at your old picture, or when you look at your old photos of you as a young man or a woman, what strikes you most? So there isn't a single photo where I'm smiling, and as memories come flooding in, I remember why I wasn't smiling. I was overweight for most of my youth. I couldn't stand taking pictures, so whenever I had to pose for a photo, I saw it as a chore. I will say the benefit of growing old when you are unattractive is you never get the sense you lost anything. I'm able to embrace the wrinkles instead of being depressed about the loss of attractiveness because I never had it in the first place. Damn, bro, that's very sad. So
be ugly younger.
Yeah, be ugly younger. Yeah. So, but this is interesting. Like, this is the top post, and this actually this post was one day ago. It's, by the way, it's worth also mentioning that this sub is kind of at a really nice moment. It seems like it's pretty popular. There are 112 readers here right now of the 9,000 people that are subscribed. So it's a pretty high quotient. And then a lot of the ones that we're seeing that were posted a day ago, et cetera, have pretty high involvement. So anyway, so this one, so the top comment is how pretty I was compared to how ugly I thought I was, which is really nice, because I feel like a lot of people suffer from that, where they think they're these kind of gargoyle. Is that an adjective? Gargoyle-ish?
Gargoylean.
The Gargoylean era.
The Gargoylean era. Gargoylean people.
1973.
It's 1973, the Gargoylean era.
It is kind of the Gargoylean era. Like, everyone got gargoyle tattoos. There's a lot of, like, you know, I feel like the metal scene was kicking up pretty hard.
Metal scene. The metal scene was technically created with Black Sabbath in the 60s. So,
so if that there, that's the beginning, dude.
Anyway, so that I thought that was really fascinating, it really is. Beautiful.
It really is. Something that I thought was really cool is, are you hopeful about the future of America?
Interesting.
So this one is from please don't underscore underscore. And he says, I know this is a silly question, but as a non-American who's very interested in American culture, history, and politics, I'm wondering what you think about the future of America. It just seems like everything's going badly nowadays with Trump, the economy, high debt and slow growth, and big social issues. And to be honest, I'm a little worried. I mean, there has never been a president who has acted like Trump and been as crazy as him. He just seems to be tearing apart America's reputation in the world stage. I apologize if this question is confusing, but it's something I've thought about for a while, and I figured out would be best to ask in this subreddit. So that's cool, because even as an American young person, young relatively person, I'm curious about that too, because it does feel like so like dire.
I know.
But at the same time, like, that's kind of how everything is true. You know what I mean? Like, it's
totally
I mean, countries don't last longer than 253 years, so we're kind of at that point where it's all gonna come down. I mean,
yeah, I mean, we're actively watching the end of an empire, which is kind of fascinating.
Yeah, it's cool. So what's gonna be next? I don't know, the Dark Ages. Sweet. Syphilis for everyone.
Here's this guy named MK99. He's over 70, under 80, because his flair says, well past 70 now, trying for 80. And his response to the question, how hopeful about the future of America are you, is not really, not anymore. Not for about the past 15 years, actually. Obama himself was a breath of fresh air. The right-wing reaction to even the idea of a non-white president was both disgusting and depressing. Yes. And the fact that someone like Trump could make it to the White House seals the deal as far as I'm concerned. And now watch the Trumpers show up and vote me down. That's what he says.
Amazing.
Some people, it seems to be split about half and half. Some people are saying, no, I'm actually glad I'm old now because I got to experience life in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, and I don't have a lot of hope for the future.
Huh.
But this other person says, yes, I'm hopeful. Even Trump can only last at the most 8 years, but hopefully he'll realize that he truly hates this job he coveted for so long and will not run in 2020. Well, that sounds a little.
Yeah.
But some optimistic. Of these are positive. Like this person says, so she's 48. I'm not very old, but I grew up in the 70s. And from what I can see, there have almost always been dire predictions that America was going badly and has seen its last days. We're a country that survived civil rights era and massive protests, times when citizens would murder other citizens and then throw a lynching party and take pictures.
Jesus Christ.
We're a country that survived deep divisions over the Vietnam War. We survived Nixon, all this stuff. So she's like, even today, as fucked up as it is, it's still a time that offers more safety and security to more people than in my childhood. Lynching parties are a thing of the past. In most places, it's okay to admit you're gay rather than gay sex being an arrestable offense. Crime is down. Violent crime is down. Overall, health care is better. Sexual harassment is actually getting addressed and prosecuted. And yeah, I loathe the Trump. I loathe the Trump and all that he stands for, but I don't think he's some sign of the apocalypse. He'll have his time and then we'll move on and try to deal with the wreckage he leaves behind him.
I mean, that's
fair. I'll be around to see it because I'll be living in China, dude.
Well, I'll be living in China.
Someone says I'm moving to Canada, but fuck that. I mean, they're not going to make it. China's the new Canada.
China's the new Canada.
I mean, I think I actually kind of agree with that. Like, I think it's kind of a pointless idea to just be like, everything is fucked. The future is broken, right? I think it's just kind of like, well, then what the fuck are you living for, you know? I think that it. I tend to, you know, I was thinking about this a couple days ago because my most recent tattoo, I got this big Sisyphus tattoo on my left shin.
No,
it's like the entirety of my left shin. And
sorry about the STD, man. I mean,
I know. Got a big syphilis tattoo on my left shin. But
is it like a chemical? Like,
yeah, totally. It's just a big, it's a big microbial cyst tattoo. Ugh. Yeah.
Cool. You are more punk than I gave you credit for. I have to tell you,
it's pretty punk.
Thanks, man.
But I think the reason I got it, and I've been thinking about this, because I got it because I just think the story is interesting, but then, you know, I heard somebody, like most, everybody knows this phrase, but the it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game, right? Mm-hmm. And that's kind of the whole point of that story, right? Is it really is like, it's not really about trying to get the boulder to the top of the hill or the mountain.
Yeah.
It's about the act of trying to get it there. And I think that there's something about like this presidency and just kind of the way that everything is going that it really isn't like we focus a lot on like an end goal when it really is about the process of pursuing that collective goal, whatever that thing is.
Uh-huh.
And so I'd like to think that the Trump thing, it almost like, remember when we talked about Place, the Reddit Place,
mm-hmm.
and how that big black void tried to take over the whole map. And then it reset, the map kind of like reset itself, and all the factions came together to kind of destroy the black void. And I feel like this is a little bit like that in a lot of weird ways, where we have this black void that's happening right now, and that black void is kind of resetting the map a little bit so that we could then come together again and recreate something new.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think I don't think it'd be the worst thing in the world if America fell apart. I think that people make it seem like it'd be the worst thing in the world, but I think it's all false patriotism. I mean, we have seen a lot, like we have not necessarily witnessed it, but there have been a lot of nations that have fallen apart during our lifetime, right?
Yeah.
Like I believe like Sudan, the Congo, Yugoslavia, the Soviet Union, Germany in theory, like there are a lot of places that have kind of fallen apart. And like Yugoslavia or the Soviet Union, for instance, I mean, they kind of fell apart in the way that the America would, right? Where, you know, you would have like California would branch off, the South would branch off, Texas would branch off, the Pacific Northwest, the Pacific Northeast, right? The Plains, like all those places would kind of become their own weird little countries. And I don't want that to happen necessarily, but I also don't think it's necessarily the worst thing in the world because of mass sovereignty. So I don't know. I think I'm less like excited about the future. I'm more like interested in how things are going to go and trying to pay attention to it so that I don't get caught in the fucking trenches, you know?
Yeah, that's a good way to look at it.
I mean, I guess it's a little, it's neither positive nor negative. It's just kind of inquisitive, you know?
Yeah.
Like inquisitive is kind of a broad general rule. Anyway, here's another really interesting the one that I saw, and I haven't really dug too much into this, so who knows what these are going to be, but just broadly speaking, dear older people, some of us younger folk really want to hear your stories. What is something that happened to you or in your life that you wish you could share?
Oh, there we go. Yeah, now we're talking. That's all they have to offer is some cool story, right?
I mean, they have more than that to offer, but that's definitely a big part of what they have to
like
offer.
Like an old lighter.
Yeah.
Something.
Like, so I'm like
one of those two things.
And this is, I'm a 32-year-old woman with no family. I was raised by a scattered effort of various relations who have either moved away or passed on.
Like a fart in the wind.
Like she's a fart in the wind. My biggest regret is not sitting down with my grandmother before she passed. So it's interesting. So anyway, so this is just kind of an inquisitive woman. So today's world, one that still faces a stigma towards women raising children alone, is something she said in this that somebody had highlighted as the top post. So I find this rather strange. I live in the U.S. where there is a plethora of single mothers, and there are all kinds of support groups locally and online gauged specifically for single moms. That said, I'm in my 50s, but I remember plenty of things prior to the internet. My first job, I worked at Chuck E. Cheese Pizza Time Theater and was the mouse. Oh, shit.
Nice.
Interesting.
She was
the mouse? She was Chuck.
God.
I didn't last long in that role, though, and I'm the reason the characters are required to light the candles after the cake has been placed on the table. What?
Did she catch on fire? Or did she catch a kid on fire? Is there a kid somewhere?
I guess. Okay. My first birthday party, I was in the suit and the cake was handed to me while somebody else lit the candles. I walked out to the table and as I set the cake down, I leaned forward instead of just bending my knees and the nose went right into the cake. All the kiddos laughed loudly and then the laughing started sounding more like screaming And then I started smelling something metallic. Next thing I know, I see flames right in front of my eyes, and I realize the character's head is on fire. So I take it off in front of the entire table of kids at this five-year-old's birthday. Got the fire put out, ran back to the break room. In the meantime, the manager is promising to comp the entire meal. Needless to say, I was relegated to game room token girl for the rest of my time there.
Oh, my God.
That's amazing. That's funny because you would think that when someone's like, dear older people, tell us some of your stories, they're going to be like, well, back in the 60s when I was working at the Oldsmobile dealership, and like, this is like, it was probably in the 80s and it was a Chuck E. Cheese, you know?
That's great.
Those are the kinds of stories from old people that I really want to hear. Not the ones that are like, I walked for 17 miles to pump my own gas and then roll it back in a barrel. Like, I want to hear all about, like, the weird shit that happened.
Totally.
God, I love that.
Do you think storytelling, like, these people, those people, old people, don't use or haven't been using social media, you know, that as long as maybe the younger generation? So, do they rely on telling stories more? I would just say, yeah, probably. Yeah. And are probably better at doing it, hopefully, maybe. Versus like our version of telling stories is, look at me and my pajama set I just got at Kmart, and I'm going to post 3 pictures about it. You're like, that's not really a story. Like, it's sort of like an image, but nothing's happening.
Totally.
I'm wondering if like, what we call stories aren't really stories as far as Instagram is concerned.
I mean, that's an interesting, that's a fascinating, man, that's a fascinating point that the,
they always are. They always,
well, corporate, I mean, the idea of the corporate world taking the word stories,
yeah, they
and
hijacked
almost perverting
it, right?
It. Yeah. It's
like every Lyft,
sad.
Uber, Tom's Shoes, whatever, is like, we have to create a story, and that's what we're really selling you when you buy our shoe. It's, you're buying into like the lifestyle of our story that we've created, which makes the story sound, actually, now that we're saying it out loud, like disingenuous and a little bit bullshit.
Yeah, totally.
Fuck. We got screwed again, man.
Dude, so this is a really cool story from that sub. I mean, from that post about tell us some of your stories. Because the first couple are about single mothers, which are interesting. Don't get me wrong. It's not interesting. But, like, I think I went into this being like, I just want to hear some old people telling their stories about themselves being younger, right? So yeah. This is this guy named That Bloody Red Coat. I'm 70. My childhood was the 50s and 60s. I spent most of that time in kids' homes and foster homes. It wasn't a particularly good time. So leaving school at age 15, I took it upon myself to run away. Took it upon myself to run away. I arrived in London, a very innocent boy, but was lucky enough to meet others the same age as me who were also homeless. We banded together, Trafalgar SQ and Soho being where we hung out.
Trafalgar Square.
What's that? Oh, it's a place
It's a place in London, yeah.
Cool. Trafalgar Square. So I was part of the squatters who took over a huge 5-story building, 144 Piccadilly. We were homeless, but life was fun. In those days, all newspapers were printed in one street known as Fleet Street. There were all night cafes we could sit in, and we were smoking weed, taking LSD. The cafe is long gone now, but then the tables were set out that you couldn't sit alone. I once met a guy who told me he was walking to Rome to meet the Pope. Since then, I've been married, divorced, got a degree from Open University, ended up working in a library, but I still love to smoke weed. Now I live in London with a demented cat, retired, and still love to enjoy life as much as I can.
That's cool.
I know.
Squatting in London, I feel like, is still a thing, right? Like,
maybe. It used to be a much bigger thing, but
there's a TV show that was on Netflix or something. It was about like all these people, like young people squatting in some old abandoned building, and they made it seem like it was like normal. I guess shit happened in America. People, it wouldn't last more than a week because like SWAT would show up and just burn it or something. But
right.
I feel like, I mean, it's the thing to do. Like, it was cool. Like, yeah, squat away.
Yeah, it's an interesting. I mean, it was definitely a different time.
Have you ever been rich and then lost it all?
Ooh,
that's a really good one.
A lot of people have, because this is a good thread. Yeah. So pick up a good one.
Man, that is a scary thought.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, yes and no. Yeah, like having to lose a lifestyle, like a comfort of a lifestyle you've gotten used to is scary, right? Like,
totally.
How would you live in a dumpy apartment if you've already had a house with like a pool and a fountain and all that stuff?
Exactly. And a fountain, is that what you said?
Yeah, fountain means you're rich, dude.
That's definitely true.
Everybody knows. Every old person listening right now is like, yep, he's right. Yep. Yep.
That was always scary on top of my Sims families. It's like, do you get a fountain in the front yard? That's because I just mother-loaded myself to $1 billion.
So then you'd lose it in Sims, and then you have to gain it back? Is that what you're saying? Wait.
Well, I would never lose it in Sims, but in real life, I know I would lose all of my riches. I have a shopping problem.
But what I think the scary part is, yeah, because you have Gap credit card and Old Navy credit card now, probably by now, especially with all those screaming hot summer deals. I mean, why wouldn't you have one? Jesus. But yeah, losing it at the wrong age seems scary when you don't have any ability to make it back. Like if you lost all your money in like your 40s, you'd still probably be like, I still got the wherewithal. I still got time, the energy. Yeah.
Right.
I can still call something back.
If you're like too old, if you're like in your 70s, it's probably too late. So you want to lose it at the right time.
I think that's a good point. Did who responded to that?
We got this guy, Dumber Than He Looks, which is a great name. He raised, I know I'm in good company. I made about $5 million on paper during the tech boom of the 90s. This is when companies could easily grant employees stock as part of compensation via incentive stock programs. I got on the ground floor, and a few years later, the place went public. And you've heard of bulls and bears make money, but pigs get slaughtered. I was a pig. The market began to crash in the last year of Clinton administration, lost over $1 million a single day. Ouch. Ooh. This is like stock market shit. Figured it would be stupid to get out after such a correction. Hung in there. Price continued to fall. Double ouch. And due to being underwater with many of my options, I suffered a 90% drop. Yikes. So at least I had the benefit of all the items purchased during the good times. So I was a pig. And so he had a lot of leverage. I didn't pay off an expensive home or cars. So those are gone. So losing money and shrinking lifestyle is stressful. What I had, I lost to an ugly divorce. Triple ouch, dude. Divorce is the biggest ouch. Money ouch.
Yeah.
Less than 10,000 in my name and lots of debt. That's still bitter than many, but I consider losing it all. That's still better than many, but that is losing it all. Like, that's going to be gone really fast.
Right.
I can see the insanity of the market in the late 90s in the crypto world these days, but it's amplified. Blah, 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 blah. So, yeah, I mean, those big boom and bust cycles, I think a ton of people have lost all their shit.
Well, man, you just gotta be responsible with money, dude. I mean, I understand the idea of putting your money in a place where you could like maximize earning by putting it all on black, you know, which I think you can technically make a bajillion dollars off of that, like 100,000 or whatever, but shit, dude, like,
that's a big risk.
I mean, I think about money a lot. It's just so exhausting, you know? So like letting yourself lose it all is a kind of a horrifying prospect.
It is.
Yeah.
The religion. That's the number one religion is that money. Okay.
Yeah. This is another really interesting one. Man, did you have one, Dog Boobs?
Mine's really quick. It's a picture of Bruce Springsteen, and it says, does Bruce Springsteen look good for his age? He's 68.
Yeah, I think that answer is objectively yes.
Yeah.
Like, he looks insanely good for 68.
Yeah. People are like, my guess would be that he's 60. He looks so good.
That's really funny. I would have suggested like 50, mid-50s or something, but I don't know. I've always been really bad at telling the ages of people. Like, I have no fucking idea how old people are. Yeah.
It's hard. It's hard to, that's like me with any kid under 10. I'm like, dude, I don't know if you're 3 or 8. Like, I don't know.
I don't know kids under 10. I don't know if somebody is, you know, 15 or 25. Like I my brain is just broken when it comes to that kind of stuff. I literally have no idea. But anyway,
yeah, the boss and do a concert. He like sprints for four hours straight. Crazy, so he's getting his cardio in, which is super tight.
Crazy.
That always helps, like the stress levels. I think he loves to drink tequila. That's what I've heard. Which is cool.
Tequila better than other things, I guess. So,
and he seems like a generally happy dude.
He definitely does seem like a happy dude. So here's another one that I think is pretty interesting, right? So, do you prefer life pre or post internet? And then the top answer, which I think is the most interesting thing about this, can I modify your statement a bit? I prefer the small gap of time that was post-internet, say circa 1997, to pre-smartphone.
Ooh.
Which I tend to agree with, to be completely honest.
You couldn't take your desktop with you, but you could still go home and read about stuff and connect with people.
Yeah. I mean, that was – because, again, it's like that's where we're – I think the phone is where everything kind of went fucking crazy, right?
Yeah, it did.
But I think that the internet is inherently is still really, really dope.
There's a great series I've been listening to that's The Atlantic has put it out. It's called Crazy Genius. It's a podcast.
Okay. Ooh.
And it's like an 8-part series on technology and humanity. And they kind of pick different topics. But one of them was about, you know, is our smartphones ruining our lives? And they bring up a lot of really interesting points. I mean, you know, there's like all these higher incidences of depression and anxiety and with young people because they feel like their life isn't as good as it should be or as good as like the person on Instagram that they're looking at or whatever. And so there's a lot of those interesting points where like medications are up and, you know, teen suicide might be up.
Totally.
And so you're going like, oh man, these things are the fucking worst. But then there's all these other interesting stats that are like teen pregnancy is the lowest it's ever been.
Right.
Teen violence is the lowest it's ever been. Teen drug use is the lowest it's ever been, which kind of made me sad, actually. I was like and you kind of start thinking about it, like with the phone, which is maybe good and bad or depressing, like instead of going out and being a risky teenager doing silly things, you're sort of just sitting around commenting and getting online bullied or whatever.
Totally.
But you're like kids used to go out and do acid in the woods and that was their way of looking at Instagram. So for better or for worse, it might be safer, but.
Well, there's more accountability. I mean, I think that's what it comes down to, right? Like if you're getting pregnant when you're a teenager, people will know, and you know people will know, and you don't want that necessarily.
Yeah.
Or whatever it is, I don't know. There's just kind of like a mask.
Unless you wear like a baggy hoodie for 8 months, and then like you're in the gymnasium, and you're like, "Oops, I didn't know I was pregnant."
And you're like, "Oh shit, I need to take a break for 3 months. I'll be back in a bit." Right.
Happened to a girl in my high school.
Yeah, that's just crazy. But yeah, I think that's, I mean, it's interesting.
You got to time it so you give birth in August.
Right.
Like, yeah.
Like early August, right before the semester starts.
Exactly.
That's how I always try to time it, at least.
Yeah, you always, teen pregnancy is so easy to time.
Yeah.
For sure.
People planning.
If high school kids are good at one thing, it's planning ahead.
Teens who get pregnant are good at one thing, it's planning.
Exactly.
This is funny. What ideologies did you have when you were younger that you're now embarrassed or ashamed of?
Oh, interesting.
Well, I used to hate the queers and colored people.
This person says, I went through a brief conservative phase in my early college years. Maybe I was caught up in Reagan fever. At any rate, I thought it was an absolute travesty that, for instance, FBI agents couldn't surreptitiously burst into the home of a suspected terrorist.
Oh, my God. Like,
yeah, the government didn't need my help in amassing the power to invade people's homes. Nowadays, I place a lot more emphasis on individual liberty. Cool, mellow monk.
I'll take that. I like that.
Says went through an Ayn Rand phase.
Oh boy, yeah. I think everybody. My dad went through an Ayn Rand phase, and it kind of like
everybody does. Life, so you read those books, you're like, yeah. Why doesn't everyone just get their shit together?
I mean, it's kind of like my dad. I feel like he came away from reading The Fountainhead and Alice Shrugged, just being like, I will never be one of the world's elites. Why even try?
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. He took the other approach.
Yeah. Like, it was very, it was literally like I can never be that guy because that guy was born into the system and the system only takes care of people that are born into it.
Yeah.
There's no point in trying anymore. And I was like, ooh, yikes. Yikes, Pops.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Supposed to be a motivator. I like that Ayn Rand had Ayn Rand, like, wasn't she notoriously taking welfare at the end of her life?
Totally.
What?
Even though she sort of like stood against it the whole time. And
yeah, she was madly hypocritical, which I think is an untold story, right?
Well, at the end of your life, you're going to need help.
Oh, of course.
A lot of times, maybe at the beginning, you know? It's like,
yeah, but if you spend your whole life ranting against getting help, then you shouldn't get help.
Yeah.
True. You should just be chucked in the volcano, man.
Dude, have some integrity, Ayn Rand.
I like that we have a system of execution now on this pod.
Yeah, exactly.
Most pods can't brag about that. So,
we're definitely there. By the way, let's first we close this one out. It's worth recognizing that the one of the moderators is in his 60s ish, and his name is Get Off of My Lawn.
nice, dude. Which is, I gotta say, I was born with a get off of my lawn attitude.
I know you were.
I've always been that way. I just have to admit it now.
Yeah.
I don't think you're admitting anything new. I think anybody who listens to this knows that you're a get off my lawn guy.
Yeah.
Just the way you're That's wired.
Cool. Oh, nice, dude. Yeah. Well, it wasn't a choice to let you know. It's just kind
That's
of
true.
Just like who you pick as a sexual partner isn't a choice.
whether.
Me being mad that you put litter on my lawn is not a choice either. So, if you're pro gay marriage, you also have to be pro get off my lawn.
I'm into that.
That's the logic.
Equal rights, you know.
Equal rights for dicks.
Yeah.
Yep, I agree with that. All right. Well, we should probably close this one up. I guess we're probably getting Rogan time, and everybody has to begin their jobs soon.
Yeah.
For one third of us who do have jobs.
I think that's everybody should check out Ask Old People. There are so many questions like the ones we just talked about, so many that are really good. I know we usually talk about rules at the beginning, but the only rules for this subreddit are be cool, no spam, and no homework help. So if you're trying to ask old people for homework help on your history paper, it's not the place to go. But you know what? Everything else, get some answers.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is a really good. This is a really nice, honest, interesting. I mean, most of the Ask subreddits are like this, where it really is sincere. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not people aren't. This isn't like harass old people, and this isn't a joke. Like, this is a very sincere place for people to quench their curiosity, which I really really love.
It's pretty sweet.
It's very, very sweet. So
I had like kind of one takeaway from this. I mean, maybe it's time that young people start to like get organize themselves into a way, like if they want to see a change happen, like start to buck the traditional system of politics a little bit and like gather, like start a new way of politics. Like we're the millennial party or something like that. I feel like it's apparent that this generation is old,
right?
And they did things differently, and things are different now. But maybe we can, like, I don't know why there isn't that new party or something like that that is like for people under 50, kind of a thing.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And it's not like a rule you have to be under 50, but it's just like, hey, like vote your age, you know? And it's like, I'm gonna vote the 32-year-old into the Congress.
Yeah,
that's like interesting that you got that out of this sub.
I don't know. It's like apparent to me that like there's such a vast divide of like how it was and how it is now that the fact that politicians are typically these older people is almost apparent. That it doesn't seem like there's like a young leadership affecting change with young people or something like that. I don't know. It's
I think I know what you're saying.
I'm trying to like I'd be excited if that happened. Seems like it's time, but
I think it's time as well. I mean, my big takeaway, I think, from this, and I like that we're doing this. I like that we're doing like a what's your takeaway from this episode. Yeah. I think that's a good one. I think I do agree with that, but I think it's a little bit more, in my opinion, I want to see more people that are of an older generation help keep the people within their generation in the political world in check a little bit.
Yeah.
So I feel like there's a lot of like hate the way it's going now, right? And it's a little bit of like, well, fuck, dude. Like the reason it's going this way is because the people of this generation didn't like they think that the younger generation that is supposed to be inheriting this doesn't know what they're doing, right?
Right.
And that I think is that I would love. I wish that more older people would stand up for the belief systems that don't get people like who we have in office I guess, or something. Right.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to give anything away. I don't think they're going to do anything. It's like young people have to just like take it.
Yeah.
I think we have young people, not we, young people have the numbers, hopefully, but they don't have the money. So it's like,
well, we don't have the institution. I mean, that's the problem is like, you know, fucking Dianne Feinstein is 1,000 years old, right? Chuck Schumer is 1,000 years old. Like all the people that are in office. I mean, even Trump is in his mid 70s, isn't he?
Yeah.
That's fucking old, dude.
He's like 72 or something. But
that's crazy that is the president.
Yeah.
Well, it's like a direct correlation to who controls money, you know, gets the politicians right in the office that then they can be, you know, have control over. You know,
yeah,
it's like if a young person, what is a young person going to give? I don't know. I don't see like a corporation electing a young person.
No, you're not seeing a lot of young presidents of,
but they should.
Of banks. I
don't know. Yeah. Young people are also dumb, so.
Well, young people can be dumb, but also, but young people can be extremely smart. And I think that's the thing is like saying young people are dumb, that implies that old people are smart. Well, it doesn't offend me as much as I think it's just like it is inaccurate. You know what I mean? Because I feel like yes, young people can be dumb, but like old people can also be really dumb. And when you say young people are dumb, it implies that old people aren't. And that's
only
not
if you're judgmental, and it sounds like you are, because I didn't say that.
Oh, I'm judgmental.
That's
don't,
right.
Don't you for one second think I'm not. Boobs, what did you get out of this?
I mean, honestly, I'm such a pessimist and like a nihilist in a lot of ways that it's really nice to be reminded that like what we're going through is not brand new. And
right,
like previous generations have gone through very similar things or worse things. And you know, like understanding or talking to people about that perspective helps.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, I think it's nice to be able to have somebody to calm you down. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Because it feels like the end times. And like, it's not to say that it isn't serious what's going on, but it's still comforting to know like humans are resilient and past generations have, you know, prevailed.
Right. Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that. All right, cool. Well, let's wrap this one up with some randoms to close this one out. I really like this one. I think everybody should take the time. And I think this is the beginning of several things like this, right? I mean, I think there's actually another sub that I think we'll talk about at some point. It's Reddit for Grownups, which I think is really interesting. And I think that one's a lot more just like grown-up topics that is helpful to have people to answer questions. But anyway, this is really good. Pay attention to it. Old people, ask them things. I don't actually hate them as much as I make it seem like I do, but I do sometimes as well. All right, I just got me IRL, which is, it's amazing that I would have landed on this one because it's so fucking huge. And this is just, I don't know how to describe me IRL. It's just it's a meta meme pretty much.
That's cool. I shout out Reddit, put in a random button on the new design, you know.
Did they really?
No, they didn't, but
oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying, we want them to.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Shoot us an email. Tell us what it is. Every time we do this, it reminds me of the new design, how there's a couple glitches. So I'm just giving feedback. Got one, Body Weight Fitness. These are people who like hold themselves up on the street pole. And like, you know, like those strong people that do things, you're like, that's cool. I can't do that.
That shit is insane, dude.
Yeah, these people have super strong cores.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've gotten really into climbing. Like, I'm really into rock climbing. and that shit is so hard. I'm having a hard time getting over like the plateau, and it's all about that body weight fitness, man.
Yeah, you gotta lose like all your weight and then have your fingers gain all the muscle.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy. What do you got over there, DB?
I found two really good ones that are related. Every man should know and every woman should know.
Oh, you landed on both of those?
Well, I landed on every man should know, and then I was curious if there was a woman one, and there is. So it's things like every man should know how to jumpstart a car, how to save a choking dog, how to sew a button onto something. It's interesting. And then every woman should know, it's like how to parallel park, why diamonds are bullshit, and how to survive a kidnapping. So wow. It's like it's a whole variety of different how-tos that I think are really interesting.
Interesting.
I
don't know.
I feel like they're gendered because of like
stereotypes.
Like what you're kind of expected to know.
Right.
Like as a man, you should know how to take care of your car, like traditionally. Or on the other hand, like I know traditionally men don't know how to sew their own freaking buttons on, and they should know how to do that. Same with women. Like I think that's a really interesting, like how to choose the right kind of tires for your car or truck.
Yeah,
like
I don't know. I don't know any of those things, to be completely honest.
It's really interesting.
You just go to Costco, and the guy puts the right ones on.
You just ask the guy at Costco.
Pretty much. That's how it works. And
down at the Costco Center. That would be a good sub, though. I feel like there's a lot of, postmodern millennial arguing going on there. Could be pretty chill.
I agree with that.
Totally check.
All right, cool. Well, let's wrap this one up. I think we got to go. We got to go. But, yeah, this has been a really good one. All right, cool. Well, we will be back next week with another – we should be back next week. I think we might have to do another remote pod because I will probably be in Columbus for – my little brother's birthday, his wedding,
awesome.
Not his birthday, but we will be back next week with another episode about the internet, but we have right at the front page of the internet. My name is It's Your Dad.
Shout out, It's Your Brother's Wedding, man.
Shout out, It's Your Brother, dude. You got rules, can't wait, so excited for him. Started working on the speech, trying to figure all that stuff out.
Oh, right on.
I know, it's tricky stuff, but all right, cool. It's Your Dad, signing off here.
Dog boobs here.
Rate, like, subscribe, etc. Bye.
Bye.